Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion on the topic, what happens after death, we spoke about the different levels of relationship between the body and the soul in barzakh, or, you know, across its existence rather. The first is when the embryo is growing in the womb of the mother and the soul is blown into it. The other is when the child is born. There's a complete form of attachment between the body and the soul, but it's not a perpetual one, because death would then sever it. And then you have the minor form of death, which is the third level, where whilst you're alive on earth and you go to sleep, there isn't a complete connection between the body and soul. It's a partial one. Then in barzakh, again, there's a partial connection between the body and soul. And on the day of Qiyamah, then it will be a complete one and perpetual one, because then when the body and soul are connected, it will be for eternity, be it in Jannah or be it in Jahannam. We discussed the narration that the soul of every person that dies will be in the hand of an angel, and he will look to see how his body is being washed, how he is being shrouded, and how he is being carried to his grave. Then his soul will be returned to him, and he will be made to sit up in his grave. Meaning there will be now a connection again between the soul and the body for the questioning of Munkar and Nakir to start. It doesn't mean a complete connection like how it was in the world. It just means to the point that he can sense, and he is aware, and that he may feel the bliss or the enjoyment or even the punishment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. And again, we reiterated the point that just imagine a sleeping person. There are some signs of life, he's still breathing, but then there are also signs of no life in that he's not moving, he's not talking, he's not hearing. Bottom line, barzakh and the realm of the souls cannot be compared to the dunya. You can't understand it on the scale of physics or metaphysics or anything like that. It's a whole different world. We've been given some indication, but we don't have all the knowledge. And looking at the various narrations and opinions, you know, scholars try and reconcile. Ibn Aqil says that the souls of the believers will experience pleasure in the bodies of green birds. And they are beautiful narrations in this regard about how they will enjoy pleasures. Or the impious and the unbelievers, they will be punished in the bodies of blackbirds that will fly daily and day and night over the hellfire. Then some say that it is the body that will receive the punishment or the reward in barzakh. Others say it's the soul, others say it's both. The reality is it's both, right? But it is the soul that exists primarily in barzakh, and it's the body which is secondary. So some bodies, Allah will preserve it, and from time to time, the soul will be reunited with the body, and the body will also experience the either the bliss or the punishment. Some bodies have totally been obliterated. A person was bombed, right? So Allah can give him another body. Some scholars have said that Allah can give him another body, and that body will be connected with his soul, and there will be either reward or punishment. Or if Allah wants, for that person, it will only be on the soul. So barzakh is such, from what we can gather, some souls Allah will put them into the green birds, some souls Allah will put them into the black birds, some souls the souls will be existing alone, some souls will be returned to the body from time to time, if the body is intact, or even if the body is decomposed, there will be some level of connectivity, known how best in the knowledge of Allah, or Allah will give them another body. But bottom line, the existence of in barzakh is primarily about the soul, and then on a secondary basis about the body. So the souls of the anbiya will be at the highest station. There's obviously unanimity on that, right? In Jannah. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma bir rafiqil a'la, his last words, oh Allah, I choose the highest companion. So the souls of the anbiya are at the highest level. Then the souls of the shuhada, the martyrs, Allah says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. That do not suppose that those killed in the way of Allah are dead. No, indeed they are alive and being provided for in the presence of their Lord. There's a narration that they are in the green birds and they fly around in Jannah. We believe that Jannah exists already. Jannah exists already. And they're hanging on the chandeliers, and Allah is asking them, is there anything more that you want? And they say, oh Allah, what can it be that we can desire? And some will say, oh Allah, let us go back to the world so we can get shahadat again. And Allah will say, no, that is not possible. Others will say, oh Allah, according to the nations, who will tell our family and friends back at home that, you know, they must also strive for martyrdom so they can enjoy what we enjoy. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say to them that, don't worry, I will inform them. I will make it known to them. So the highest station of the souls is the that of the Anbiya, then of the Shuhada, then obviously believers and unbelievers right at the bottom of the rank. We'll leave it there for today and continue the discussion tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.